In the headlines, a former St. Michael Southeast Member of Parliament supports police action in the Pine yesterday, but queries when other hotspots will be targeted. The Democratic Labour Party is accusing the Mia Motley-led administration of breaching the Education Act. Residents of Long Gap St. Michael express shock and sadness following the death of a man found dead in a church car park on Saturday morning. The National Insurance and Social Security Service is reaffirming its commitment to both national income security and strengthen regional collaboration through a series of strategic initiatives. And later in sports, a big win and a big weekend for Barbadian trainer Safi Joseph Jr. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Yesterday's police lockdown of the Pine St. Michael, hailed as a success, should only mark the beginning of efforts to tackle criminal activity, not the end. That's the view of former Member of Parliament for St. Michael South East, Hamilton Lashley, who has expressed support for the police action, but is calling for similar operations in other crime hotspots across the island. He also wants to see greater involvement of community workers in these initiatives.
If you ask me personally, if I welcome, yeah, I welcome. But I want to know what are the results? Because everybody in the place will welcome the police intervention when it comes to the criminal element not only in the place, in the communities. Because I'm sure that areas of St. Philip are far more active than the Pine when it comes to this gun thing and this crime thing, you know what I mean? So it has to be an overall national strategy.
Mr. Lashley also told Starkle Network News he was still active in the Pine and wanted to see the decade-old stigma on the area removed.
The Pine was an area that has been stigmatized, marginalized, ostracized from the days of the 60s when the system in Barbados imported a magistrate from Guyana called Leonard Perry, and he coined the infamous three P's, P for Perry, P for Pine, and P for prison. Because, of course, a new housing area like the Pine at the time, which was formed in 49, there were many issues, social issues in the Pine. But over the years, many groups, and that's why I'm saying many groups worked to rectify the tattered image of the Pine housing area.
That's former MP for St. Michael South East, Hamilton Lashley. The Democratic Labour Party is accusing the Mia Motley-led administration of breaching the Education Act by allowing students to attend what they describe as a political party event, specifically Chad Blackman's first appearance in Parliament following the May 21st by-election. DLP spokesman for education, Felicia Dujon, is urging the authorities to adhere strictly to the guidelines outlined in the Act.
Having read the reports of young students being placed outside Parliament during school hours and having to be waving party-affiliated paraphernalias, it is very important that we remember that the Education Act provides very clear guidelines as to how our students and what our students should be participating when they are under the guidance of school administrators or on the Ministry of Education. We want both the minister and, of course, the CEO to recognize that there are legal ramifications of having students in school uniforms during school hours participating in partisan politics.
DLP spokesman for education, Felicia Dujon. Residents of Long Gap St. Michael expressed shock and sadness this morning following the death of Daron Devere Elias, describing him as a quiet individual who was usually seen alone. The 33-year-old Elias was found dead in the car park of the Abundant Life Assembly at Bankhall St. Michael. He was officially identified by a family member. When Starcom Network News visited the area, residents pointed to the house where Elias lived alone. A few neighbors briefly expressed their surprise and sorrow over his death.
He's not known by name, just comes in, out, buys whatever he needs to get, and that's it. You know, ain't really much to elaborate about him. You know, just keep to himself and get on his daily business. Last time I saw him was last Tuesday. Last Tuesday, he came to the shop and got something, and he was on his way.
Man, as far as I can say, he all right, man. He just needs to pass into himself, go on and do his work. But I know like that quite around for a short time.
Residents of Long Gap, Spooner Sill, St. Michael in the lunchtime edition. The National Insurance and Social Security Service is reaffirming its commitment to both national income security and strengthen regional collaboration through a series of strategic initiatives. CEO Kim Tudor highlighted these efforts during a workshop aimed at improving communication across Caribbean social security institutions held today at the Hilton Barbados. She noted that the workshop will focus on addressing common communication challenges faced by the social security agencies across the region.
Barbados Social Security is a part of the Caribbean Social Security, and there's an Association of Caribbean Social Securities, which is about 35 years old. And annually, we meet as heads, as well as we always plan training for social securities in the region. Now, remember that in each territory, there's only one social security. So therefore, the usefulness of coming together as CARICOM social securities and looking at common problems, common challenges, and the way forward.
That's CEO of the NISS, Kim Tudor. There's a void created in Barbados' cultural and historical landscape since the passing of stalwarts Dr. Carl Watson, Trevor Marshall, and Dr. Pedro Welch. Minister with responsibility for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, spoke to the void of the opening at the Heritage Month yesterday from the Morgan Lewis Mill, Cherry Tree Hill, St. Andrew, urging those gathered to ensure the island's history was protected.
And that is a challenge that we have. The challenge of making sure that we are not just doing this job for ourselves and for today. Because we can pat ourselves on our back about a job well done, but if it doesn't transcend, if it doesn't transfer, if we have no generation to pass those lessons, messages, and like I said, passion on, I'm not so sure that we would have done a good job. Because if, as we have said, fortunately, may God rest their souls, goodbye to two of our stalwarts, Dr. Carl Watson and Trevor Marshall. They've left a void. We have to ask ourselves, how do we fill that void?
Minister with responsibility for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. Tributes continue to flow for Ronald Fenty, father of national hero Robin Rihanna Fenty, who died on Saturday morning in California after a brief illness. Tourism consultant and personal friend Loretta Duffy Mears remembers Mr. Fenty as a humble individual.
Ronnie was to me, was a guy that just loved to learn, and especially away from the limelight. He never really ever told people who his daughter was, but when he did talk about her, he spoke about her in absolutely glowing terms, always. He was a good friend. I didn't see him as often as I would have liked to, but when he was in Barbados, he made a point of coming down to Dover and hanging out with the guys, and always stayed in touch. Oh, he was in touch on WhatsApp all the time, always sort of sending photos of what he was up. For somebody who is the father of a superstar, he certainly was very much a genuine down-to-earth person.
That's tourism consultant and personal friend of Ronald Fenty, Loretta Duffy Mears. Our top stories. A former St. Michael Southeast Member of Parliament supports police action in the Pine yesterday, but queries whenever hotspot areas will be targeted. The Democratic Labour Party accusing the Mia Motley-led administration of breaching the Education Act. Residents of Long Gap, St. Michael expressed shock and sadness this morning following the death of a man found dead in a church car park on Saturday morning. And coming up in sports, a big weekend for Barbadian trainer Safi Joseph Jr. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp admin 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.